he's worked on some things, helped some things. But he mentions the Tomna, the Tanya thing, that he says that, is because one of the films that will be shown at the convention and we hope will be carried on TV features your use of this in Soviet TV. He says using it in acceptance speech poses problems, so he says that he's using the fair short, he's trying to suggest a fair shortened way.
You disagree with him?
But here's the way he would do it. He says, when I spoke to the Soviet people last May, I recalled the story of Tanya Savicheva.
Oh, no.
You see, remember I told you before that then they always screw it up.
Yep, he can't do that.
A beautiful child with his picture I had seen the day before, as I later read. And in a few words, her diary told one by one the death of her family. And then the final words, all are dead, only Tanya remains.
That loses the whole thing.
I don't know. I just asked him. Does it
not? Yes,
but it may not.
It loses it. If you're going to do that, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's the way that it does show you the weakness of something. And every time they do this, they always kill the story at the beginning by telling have you heard, it's like a joke.
Yeah.
Have you heard this? I bet you've heard this one before. Have you heard this joke before? Well, even if you haven't, it kills it.
Yep.
Or if you said, this reminds me of an old story, that, you know, or something. This is a very important decision, but I just wonder how you feel.
Well, I feel...
Don't ask any more people. I don't want to have judgment.
I haven't asked anybody about that one.
Yeah.
But that I feel very strongly on, that you should use it, that the film sets you up to use it, not detracts from it.
Mainly because I think the fact that you say that it does not show me delivering it all the way through.
Just a very little bit.
Yeah, and then it shows the pictures and so forth and so on.
That's right.
That is secure.
And then you play it back personally when you're saying...
He says, here's a typical edit, he says, in a few simple words, her diary told one by one of the deaths of her family. Mother, grandmother,
so you make it a stir.
And then the final words, all are dead, only Tanya remains.
So you take all the emotion out and make it a statistic.
Well, am I wrong? Or,
no.
I think that's what it does to me. But
that's exactly what it does. And it just, nothing could be worse. If that's the way you have to do it, then you shouldn't use it.
Yeah.
And that may be what he's trying to do, is get you not to use it by making a bad
note
if you want.
No, he wants it used in an unemotional way, let's face it.
Well, that's ridiculous, because the whole point of it is to be emotional.
The whole thing is basically the whole part of the picture that he has. It's just, you know, it's cold and beautiful. And it's just, goddamn, you've got to put some warmth in it. I don't know why that. Does anybody understand it over there? Any of these people? Or do they know? Maybe they don't believe in it. Is that it? Or is it because of the press? Isn't that the problem? Well, I won't ask Ziegler about this one, because he'll be against it too. I mean, he would be, obviously. Because,
yeah.
You know,
well, I don't know that he would, but I haven't raised
well,
it.
Well, I think
anyway.
He would, because the press are all going to hammer. Now, that the guys thought was emotional and small C and all the rest. But the point is, do we have anybody on the staff that believes we should use this? I mean, I'm speaking now of the writing staff.
I don't know about the writing staff. The PR staff, I raised the question when we looked at the...
film
of the problem.
Who is the PR staff?
Bob Moore and
Sapphire.
Who was there? No, Sapphire wasn't there. He was gone at the time.
Well, if you got it this way, though. So go ahead.
Well, but anyway, their feeling was, and mine is, after seeing the film the way it comes now, especially,
they said use it
even stronger, that it makes it all the better, because it sets the framework for it. And so you're repeating the same words. What's wrong with that?
Everybody repeats stories, Bob.
Why, sure. And you have a different and larger audience.
Much larger one, that's for sure. You know, it's a funny thing. People like to hear stories repeated. You know, when you go to church, how many times have you heard the parable?
Sure.
The prodigal son.
Sure.
Do they change it? No.
No. Look at the funerals. They go through the same stuff every time.
I mean, you take the parables, you know, and the preacher, he reads it exactly as it was.
Yep.
And you've heard it 1,000 times.
Yep.
You ever hear an Easter service?
Sure.
A Christmas service?
Over and over.
I just don't know. It's, well, they all mean well, but it's what it is. It's the goddamn education these people get. I think that's the problem. They ought to quit going to college.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why why that fellow that has left us, Gavin, gave me the only thing that was worth a ship in 68. The only man. The only man in the whole damn staff that came up with anything I could use.
Yeah.
All the rest I put in. You know what I mean? Was Gavin, who had, was based, but he had a good, he had an education, but in a relatively sort of a working man's type of college.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it was probably Georgetown or something like that. They deliberately wash out all the heart of the people. And I guess that's it. No heart.